I love what just happened in here. This just happened off air, but I'm going to share it with you.
It's quite something, actually.
It is. We talked a little bit about it, but I wasn't sure it was going to happen. We're traveling this weekend. Our Two Guys Named Chris Comedy All-Star Tour starts Friday night, and then we're in Myrtle Beach on Saturday. And you can get those tickets, by the way, at twoguysnamedchris.com.
They're going quickly.
There they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're very
We'd love to see you. It's a great night.
Three really great comedians and some of our favorites. And every year we do this, and people just tend to have a really good time. So hopefully you'll have a good time.
And the hangout. Such a cool place.
Very nice in Myrtle Beach. And I've toyed with the idea. Now, we're about 3.5 hours from Myrtle Beach. I've toyed with the idea of zipping down and zipping back that night.
Yeah.
And Biggie just said, let's just do it. Let's just be serious about this. Let me ride with you, Biggie said. Let me ride with you.
Yeah.
And then I told him we'll make the decision mid-show. Do we feel good enough to drive the drive back, or do we want to stay there for the night and drive back the next morning?
Mm.
And Biggie said, I'll throw the old CPAP in the car just in case, and then we can drive down and drive back. So what I think we're going to do here is make some memories, okay?
Okay.
That's a fact.
The two of us together, just, what'd you call it?
Thelma and Louise style.
There we go.
Thelma and Louise part two.
Well, and if we drive back that night, you know, I can help keep you awake.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What I said. I said to Christy,
I'll be there to keep you awake and talk. And
we'll just talk.
We can sing.
So this now changes my trajectory because I had Kelly wrapping his car around a tree in Conway. But now with Biggie babbling,
Bennettsville.
It'll happen in Rockingham.
Okay, Rockingham. Or will we go Thelma and Louise style and just drive right in the ocean?
Yeah.
I think it said take a left. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Boom. Should I stop? Keep going.
No, keep going.
We're on the Apache Pier. Gun it.
Go.
This is only going to end one way.
Go. Spoiler alert. Now that's a spoiler.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There's no sequel to Thelma and Louise.
Right. It's so funny you bring it up. Now, I have my minivan, and no problem. We'll drive you down there. But there is a woman who we're talking about riding here, and she is ready to sue Lyft, the rideshare company, because she says that when the Lyft driver got to where she was being picked up in Detroit, she was going to a Lions watch party, they told her, "You're too big to be in my car. You are too large to ride in this vehicle." Her name is Dank DeMoss. She is a rapper in Detroit.
Her Christian name is Dank.
Her taken name is Dank, Dank DeMoss.
So that's a showbiz name.
That is a showbiz name, yes.
Make sure you put in my showbiz name.
Too big for Lyft.
Her real name is Dajua Blanding, but she goes by Dank DeMoss. And
okay.
She is a larger American. All right, I've seen her, and she is heavy. But when the Lyft driver got there, and again, she's in Detroit, she's ready to go see the Lions play, he said, no, you're too big.
We need particulars. Do you know the type of car?
What an excellent question.
And oftentimes, I hate to say it, you don't Lyft, but I do. You can request certain size vehicles.
All of this is right. Now, he was in a sedan. He was in a four-door sedan. I saw the video. She whipped out her phone and started taking video. Mm-hmm. This is the exchange between the two. He said, oh, no, you're too big. And she said, but wait a minute. No, I've ridden in cars like this many times. And he said, no, you need to do Uber XL, which I know is what you're talking about there. And so this is the two of them here.
I can fit in this car.
No, believe me, you can.
Yes, I can.
Believe me.
Oh, every big person, you turn down because they can't fit in your car?
Yeah, because they need to order the Uber XL.
Order Uber XL.
I've never had to do that. Mm-hmm. And he left her right where she was, several miles from the watch party she was going to. And he says, no regrets. And he was polite about it. But she says, no, I ride in these cars all the time. Then he said, my tires can't handle you.
Ooh.
Now that hurt her. That
yeah.
I think that's a step too far.
The kicker part was when he started to talk about his tires. You know, I feel like that was a slap in the face. That was like my tires. You know,
come
like,
on now, yeah. Come on. You're gonna
or more of a slap in the gut.
I'd say
that hurts.
A gut punch.
That's a real. Is it a wake up call?
I would certainly hope she'll turn this into a rap.
Dank, without a doubt.
Yeah, Dank DeMoss.
Dank too big for Lyft.
That's right. That's right. The reporter said, now, do you think you could have fit in the car?
Have you been in cars that size before?
Yes, I have. I've been in cars smarter than that, you know?
He apologized but said, look, I'm not doing this. This is my personal vehicle.
Yeah.
You're hard on my tires, and I'm not taking you. Her attorney says...
Thanks, attorney?
Yeah, the rapper's attorney, the larger American, says this is tantamount to saying, oh, I'm not going to give you a ride, you're gay. I'm not going to give you a ride, you're black. I'm not going to give you a ride, you have red hair. You know, it's the same thing. According to him... Under Michigan law.
Yeah.
But I
don't
know about that because...
usually the law protects things that you cannot control.
Yeah.
Your race. Right?
It's sexuality or just race?
Well, they've started...
It depends on sometimes locality.
Yeah. The state. And she's told us that Lisa Lanier, our
they have started thing. Moving. We've had some stuff, though, where some bigger people have won lawsuits over just being big. I probably won't fall... I bet you'll be surprised where I fall on this. Not with the side of the big woman.
You're not on Big Woman's side.
No.
Your team lift.
I don't think, he shouldn't have said the things about the tires, but as a big person, I've always gotten an Uber XL.
Right.
You know, I just think you got to be aware of it. From what I could tell about the car, it was going to be a real tight fit.
It does look like that. But she says she's ridden in that car many times. Yeah.
Put air in your tires, Kelly.
As a matter of fact, I'm glad you said that.
Let's rebalance those suckers.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to get them rotated.
Probably a good idea.
Let's get that done.
I think he probably handled it in a bit of a rude way by mentioning the tires.
That's a little bit.
But it is his car.
But that's not illegal to insult somebody.
And it is his car. And they do have the right to refuse a ride.
That's all true.
So
even over someone's stature and what
they could just say.
Could they say to me, you're too tall to ride in this car? And I'd say, possibly. Oh, no, I don't mind the headroom. Don't worry about it. And they say, no, you're too tall.
That might be part of their, that might be their right.
Well, now, I will say this. Her attorney says that is not true. That
it's discrimination.
It's discrimination. At the end of the day, she says, you know what? It hurt my feelings.
I just want them to know, it really hurt my feelings.
So she's real upset by that.
Yes.
As you can imagine, you know. So, but legally.
But hurt feelings aren't against the law oftentimes.
I don't know if she has a leg to stand on legally. D drives for Lyft, so he can explain this to us. D has called many times. D, what do you know on this? Go ahead.
What's up, guys? This is D, your number one people and listener.
Yep.
Listen, as a driver, we can refuse anything at any time, no matter what. We are independent contractors. This is our cars. We don't have to answer to anybody else.
So you're telling me that if I get you as a Lyft driver and you're a black man and you say, oh, you're white, I'm not going to take you, that's okay?
Yep, I could say that if I wanted to, and you can't do anything about it. They can report you. They can report you, and Lyft will come to you like, we got a complaint about this, this, and this, and you know what they're going to say? Okay, just try not to let it happen again because we don't know. It's just something that somebody said.
Okay.
Now, I would imagine in a case like that, the rider D that you turned down would give you 0 stars.
Absolutely. I mean, geez.
That might ding your rating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. You know that.
You know, probably. But, you know, the ratings these days ain't the biggest thing anymore.
Really?
Because
really?
They want you on the platform regardless. They're making money.
Okay. Hmm. And have you ever turned down a rider for any reason?
Yes, I turned down several.
Why? What's the number one reason you turned them down? Drunk?
No, my number one reason was a parent was trying to put their underage kid in the car to school.
I told us that once. Yeah. Because one of them, Uber or Lyft, started something like for teenagers.
Carpooling kind of thing.
Very interesting.
Yeah. What size car do you use, D?
I got a Volkswagen Jetta. It's a small car. Yeah. I done got people that's your size, Kelly, that's too tall, and their head's almost on the ceiling. And I ask them, are you comfortable enough to still ride in here? Yeah. I mean, it's up to you, but I would take you. But if you're uncomfortable, I don't want you to be grounded up.
That makes sense. And I'm glad you put that in there.
The Jetta's not one of the bigger sedans.
Thank you, D. That really shed some light on things. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, old Whitey wants to ride with me. We're not doing it. What?
I'm going to speed right past him. Watch.
What? You can't do that. I can and I will.
The big guy in the orange Tennessee shirt, watch this.
You go. You see that big
he dude? Thinks I'm his Lyft.
You see that big clod in the orange Tennessee shirt? We're going right past him. Iris, you're commenting on this woman who was too big for Lyft. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. She's too big for anything. She needs a damn U-Haul. I saw her picture. I mean, I'm okay, I know I'm probably being rude and crude, but she, there was a picture of her, like, I don't know if she was squeezing in or getting out of like a sedan, and she encompassed the whole doorway. Her rolls had rolled. She's at least 500 pounds. And I, you know, I read a comment. The guy was concerned about his car. Mm-hmm. And I would have been, too, if I had a standard sedan, and that is my livelihood, and I need it to pick up other fares, and, you know, she gets in and breaks an axle, you're just SOL. You know, it's like this woman... You know, of course, people who are, I've been big. I mean, I've lost 100 pounds in the last couple of years.
Humble brag.
But you know, if when you're big, you don't realize that you're bigger than you think you are.
That's fact. Okay, I think that's true.
I did a quick Google check during the phone call, and according to Google,
yeah,
Dank DeMoss the rapper,
yeah,
too big for Lyft. Clocked at very close, 489.
489 pounds.
11 pounds from
there
five.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As the caller suggested.
Yeah, I thought she's just a few pounds short of being on my 600 pound life.
Well, she is. That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Iris. Appreciate that. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah. I can fit in this car, said Dank. Believe me, you can't.
That was the, well, that's what we said.
That's the line.
That's the one everybody's holding in on.
I can fit in this car.
No, believe me, you can't.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
That is, I feel
for one small step for Dank.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it's like what she said was, if you see yourself, you don't realize how big you are till you see it. It's like when we saw that pickleball video that day. I didn't know how slow I was. How out of...
Until you see it through different eyes.
How terrible looking you are until you see it and go, my
God.
Speed it up.
Look how slow I am.
That's at regular speed.
Unbelievable. Lori, you're talking about larger Americans in the car. Go ahead.
Yeah, we went to a concert, and the couple that went with us were 300 pounds each, over 300 pounds.
Yep.
They got in the back seat of my car. I had just gotten new tires, and the belt broke in my tire from the weight.
Wow.
What?
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
New tires?
Well,
mm-hmm.
He said, I can't have you on these tires.
Listen, I won't let this become a fat person ruin your life segment.
No.
Especially when someone just got a ride with someone.
Jeez.
In Kelly's Uber XL.
All right. Okay. So I got an Uber XL waiting.
Yeah.
We're going to
you got a big fare coming.
We're going to do, we're going to do 3.5 down to Myrtle.
Come on in. Back.
Now, I want you to stop every 100 miles and check there.
Okay. Thank you, Lori. Man.
Now, I will say a lot of big people like myself are very conscious of what.
Yes.
I mean, I am very, I know I'm big, so I plan it out.
He does.
And I mean, yeah. So that's why I know I would never, frankly, I don't think I've ever gotten a regular Uber. I think I've always gotten an Uber XL, just even for the room.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I mean, seriously. I heard you the other day say, wherever we were going to be, you saying, we need a biggie-sized chair at this, you know, I heard you say that to BB Shea. Does that, are you just over any kind of embarrassment by doing that? Or does it bother you, you have to do that?
No.
It just has to be done.
It's not, because I want to make sure I'm at things.
Yes, yes.
I don't want to cause any type of scene.
Right.
Like, you know, it's very... Having things planned out is how I don't get embarrassed.
Right, right.
If that makes
sense.
Because
otherwise, there's a small chair and you're
there's
like,
a small chair and I have to be like, hey, does anyone, do you guys have a bigger chair?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it starts, so if I know, you know, I know what's secure, I know, so I just plan ahead.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've been riding an Uber X. As soon as Uber did Uber XL, I was like, boom, that's what I'm doing from here out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's smart. I mean, smart.
That's, you know, just plan ahead. And that way you don't get embarrassed.
There was a time, you know, I was... bigger. I've always been tall, but when you see yourself in photos, for me, I'm like, oh my God, look at me, you know. Or in that video, that face, the video of pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
And one time, I was in a New Year's Eve party, and the radio station put it on, and we all went to a buffet, and I was standing behind this guy who was, you know, foot and a half shorter than me, and just a regular guy. And he turned around. I think he had been drinking. He looked up at me, and he goes, "Jesus Christ."
Kind of the way like a camera pans up the Empire State Building.
Yeah, and I was embarrassed. I mean, I was embarrassed because he goes, "Geez."
Did he drop his plate?
Yeah, he's like, "Oh man!" I mean, it was just like he had seen Godzilla or something,
right?
You know? And it's just like, well, I can't help it, you know. Here I am, I'm trying, I do the best you
Move
can.
Move along,
you know. Let's go.
We're blocking the buffet,
herding along, exactly.